connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and it's time for the 11th installment of our Destination Spotlight in the 11th state in our nation, a place where baseball greats go to be honored. Before we take it to Cooperstown, New York, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel Pro created the Rollaboard Wheeled Luggage, and they are the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers. They stand behind their products with lifetime warranties, and regardless of wherever your next destination is, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro.
You know, this is the luggage that Mary, Rudy, and I, we've been traveling with for years, folks, and well before they ever became a sponsor, may I point out. And without question, having good luggage is so important when you travel. If you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for a perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out at TravelPro.com for all their retailers or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now let's go to Cooperstown and welcome in the executive director of their chamber, Matthew Hazard.
Matt, welcome to Rudy Max's World with the Carries as Cooperstown comes up to bat today.
Yes, nice to talk to you.
Oh, we appreciate your time today. So from the information our producer, Tracy, that she shared with me, I understand you're a big sports fan, but I'm guessing baseball holds a special place in your heart based on where you're working?
Yeah, it's hard not to when you got the National Baseball Hall of Fame right in your backyard.
You've got a great place. I'm curious, you have a favorite team out there? What's your favorite baseball team?
I personally worked in professional baseball for 10 years, so I don't really have a team. I just end up pulling for the sport and the players themselves, to be honest with you.
Well, right. So you've got your MLB app, and you're all set to go with any team you want. Good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Matt, most people associate Cooperstown, of course, with the Baseball Hall of Fame. But before we get into that, and we will in a few minutes, I just want you to touch on the fact that it's such a quaint town and area. It's home to the Fenimore Art Museum. We've enjoyed the oldest living museum, the Farmers Museum, in the past. Why don't you share with us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, Cooperstown as a whole, it's a small, quaint village. It's only 1,800 people that live in the village itself. The school district graduates about 75 to 80 kids a year. But we are mainly a healthcare town. We have a wonderful rural healthcare system here in upstate New York. But we also have wonderful tourism visitor opportunities. We sit on the shores of an 8.5-mile lake called Otsego Lake. As you mentioned, the Fenimore Art Museum, the Farmers Museum. We also have a 160-year-old cider mill. We have a beautiful historic mansion that's the only national historic landmark in our county of Otsego here in upstate New York. And then we also are home to an international brewery called Brewery Omegang, which was just recently voted as the best craft brewery in the state of New York, along with the Roscoe Brewing Company. So there's a lot to do here. It's not just about baseball, which a lot of people think, I can't also leave out the Glimmerglass Festival, which is our local opera, which is celebrating its 42nd year next year.
Well, that's some interesting things there. And I know the Farmers Museum, I think it's one of the country's oldest museums, living museums right now. I do want to talk baseball, though, because it is clearly a big draw, and people know that. You know, and for any passionate baseball fan, it's clearly a must-visit experience. So I'm curious, what do you enjoy most about the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, just so for folks if you're just tuning in, and how it's evolved over the years?
Well, you know, Cooperstown is the mythological place, home of baseball. It was initially believed that baseball was founded here in Cooperstown, but it has been proven that it is not. However, it is definitely the home of baseball, if you will. What's special about the Hall of Fame is it's like no other of the Hall of Fames that you might go to with football, basketball, etc. It's an art museum. It is an educational experience. Personally, my wife is the director of education over at the Hall of Fame, so I'm a little biased in that regard. But
it's understandable.
When you work hand-in-hand with that organization, it's just so well-run. And baseball, it's as a whole, for it to have the story it does in this country and then give it a home, such as a small, little, quaint village in upstate New York, that's not the easiest place to get to, but it's well worth it once you get there. You think about it, only 19,000 people have ever played the game, and only 250-ish or so are honored in the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's
the hardest one
to get into. Mm. It's the best.
If folks get a chance to go to Abner Doubleday Field that's there, I mean, that is a great place to see a game as well. And
I'm a high school baseball coach here, too, and Doubleday Field plays host to our high school team.
That's great for those kids.
Plays, host almost 300 games a year just during the summer. So there's always some activity there. And not to be left out in this entire conversation is just down the road, 5 miles down the road, is a place called the Cooperstown Dreams Park, which welcomes 104 Little League teams every single week for 13 weeks during the summer, which also helps drive our local economy. So baseball is definitely prevalent.
Well, and there's a lot to do there. So last thing, you know, we've got about 20 seconds with you. Give us one last fact that you think that folks around the country right now need to know about Cooperstown.
Cooperstown isn't just a summer destination. It's a full year, four season destination. We recommend fall is gorgeous, winter. You know, you should definitely come out because it's like no other place.
Well, Matt, listen, thanks for your time today. Folks, this is another destination to make sure you go experience. You can find more about the area at CooperstownChamber.org. Enjoy the weekend, Matt.
Absolutely. You too.
Thanks, Matt. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. Cooperstown, New York. Fun place to go, Mary.
Great place. We've had a lot of good times there and plenty of places to stay, about 120 to be exact.
Yeah, and they've got this historic railroad train that's up
there,
too. They do.
That's a lot of fun.
So, all right. That's going to do it for hour one of the program this week, but don't despair. After these messages, we'll be back with another strong hour as we talk everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.